Reciprocal stalking is more fun than the regular kind. By Say What, read by Daisy Divergence. Fandom, Hikaru no Go. Relationship, Ashiwara / Psyche. Rating, teen and up. And no archive warnings apply. This is the second part of the More Than Meets the Eye series. Author's notes. Originally posted to LJ, November 2008. Ashiwara spotted Psyche as he came out of the Go Institute. Neither of them was back particularly late, but it was winter, and the night closed in early. Dusk was already coming down. Psyche's hair looked even more luminescent than usual as he stopped on the steps to button his coat tighter at his neck. The hair at his ears got fluffed up over his collar as he buttoned. He used long fingers to push it down again.
Psyche-kun!
Ashiwara lifted his arm in a wave. He finished pulling on his gloves, pretending that he'd stopped on the street to do that rather than to wait for Psyche. Psyche looked up. Ashiwara tugged on his gloves again and hopped up a couple of steps, lifting a smile to Psyche.
Walk me home, he said. I don't live very far away, and I thought you could clear your head after the last game.
Psyche pushed his hands into his pockets, looking embarrassed. I have to catch a train to get home, Ashiwara-kun, he said. He sounded uncertain, so Ashiwara just smiled more brightly.
There's a train station near my apartment, he said.
Psyche said. I guess...
Ashiwara felt a glow of warmth curl inside, and he ducked his head for a moment. He hopped up the remaining steps and grabbed Psyche's hand, tugging Psyche down the steps, gloved hand in gloved hand. On the street, Ashiwara dropped his hold and settled in to walk beside Psyche instead, their shoulders brushing together. Psyche gave him a sidelong look.
I thought I was supposed to be stalking you, he said.
Ashiwara tilted another smile at him.
You're following me home, aren't you?
Psyche laughed. The line of his shoulders relaxed as he settled into a looser stride. And that was a far more familiar Psyche. For a second, he was leaning close enough for their elbows to bump, the whisper of Psyche's down jacket sliding against the heavy wool of Ashiwara's coat.
Morishita-sensei is off my case about following you around, actually.
Psyche admitted, a faint flush on his cheeks.
He got distracted by Wayakun failing to make the Japanese team for Hokuto Cup again. He's concentrating on him instead.
Ashiwara bit his lip against the quirk it wanted to give.
Tell me he's making Wayakun stalk Ogata-san?
Psyche laughed again, shooting Ashiwara a lazy, delighted grin.
No, but I would pay so much money to see that. You can't even imagine.
Ashiwara hugged his arms around his middle, aware of his breath puffing in white clouds in the cold air. The streetlights had come on, and they were walking between vaguely defined stripes of warm light and shadowed dusk. Their shoulders brushed again. Psyche's hands still pushed inside his pockets, elbows tucking against his body. Ashiwara was being kind of obvious about this, but then he'd been kind of obvious for a while now, he thought. He thought he might have been kind of obvious since the first time he'd seen Psyche after he made pro. Ashiwara had passed the pro test a year earlier. When there were new pros, he hadn't paid much attention to them. He'd come into the institute not long after the ceremony, though, and found Saiki-kun leaning over a table studying Khifu. His improbably silver-toned hair had slipped over his cheeks, and his body had been a lean, easy line in jeans and a jacket, one socked foot resting on the other, his hands braced on the table. Then he looked up, not at Ashiwara. He'd pushed the spikes of his fringe from his hair, staring at nothing for a moment, frowning in concentration and biting his lip. His body had been relaxed and loose, a casual sexiness in every line, but there were also slate blue eyes, narrowed in concentration, an unwavering inward force. Oh, Ashiwara had thought. He'd stopped and stared. Oh, that's... I didn't think it would be like this. His sister, he'd thought distantly, would have told him it was ridiculous to just be in love with someone like that. Ashiwara had barely even been able to remember having a conversation with Saiki when they'd both been insei. Ashiwara had been adopted by Ogata early on, and Ogata had had the ambition and charm to keep the circle around him very select. Ashiwara had stayed in that circle even after Ogata had shot into the pro world with a steely-eyed determination that made Ashiwara blink. Ashiwara hadn't even known who Saiki had been friends with, really. He'd kind of wanted to then, though. He'd sort of wanted to know everything about him. Ashiwara had bitten his lip. He hadn't been sure what to do with this. He'd felt as though he'd been shoved hard, and would take a while to recover. But he'd thought maybe it would be a good idea to wait, to see whether Saiki liked him or could be brought to like him. They'd be pros together, and they'd probably see a bit of each other. Saiki had shifted then and noticed Ashiwara for the first time. Saiki blinked, stiffening, then looked away, a bad attempt at vague pretending that he hadn't seen Ashiwara after all. He started tidying up the Khifu spread out on the table, shuffling it together and preparing to leave the room. Ashiwara's throat had hurt suddenly. He thought, with an unpleasant kick in his stomach, that maybe bringing Saiki around to liking him might take more time than he'd thought. Saiki had turned at the door to give Ashiwara an uncomfortable, acknowledging nod, apparently deciding at the last moment that he couldn't actually be as rude as he wanted to be. Ashiwara had leaned back against the wall. He let his eyes slip partially closed, feeling the press of the wall against his back, and he decided that it would be worth it anyway. He'd wanted to know everything about Saiki, including why Saiki had just done that. Now, as they reached an intersection, Saiki pushed his hands deeper into his pockets and tilted his head at Ashiwara, an easy half-smile on his mouth.
"Which direction?" he asked.
"This way," Ashiwara said, not quite a sing-song, and leaned his head left to gesture, swaying with his whole body. Saiki's smile broadened, and he rolled his eyes, falling into step again. Ashiwara understood a great deal more about Saiki now, including the loyalty that he felt to the ridiculous rivalry between their study groups, which Ashiwara didn't have the slightest interest in, although he did care about Saiki's go.
"You could have won that last game with Shirakawa-san, you know,"
Ashiwara said as they turned into another street. Saiki scowled. "I know. I get distracted by the upper right corner. That's such a novice thing to pull." Ashiwara frowned.
"You could still have recovered once you realized that, if you tried to connect in the lower third."
Saiki turned to give him an incredulous look. "That's crazy. If I'd wanted to be wiped out, maybe I could have tried that." Ashiwara widened his eyes.
"No," he objected. "Here, look."
He stopped at the street light, taking off one glove and tracing out imaginary lines on the pole.
"This is Shirakawa-san's major formation here, yes? And you were..."
Ashiwara traced more lines, still talking, and Saiki watched with his eyebrows raised, looking less and less convinced. Finally, Ashiwara whimpered and made a face, pushing his fingers into his mouth. They were aching with cold. Saiki rolled his eyes again and grabbed Ashiwara's hand, pushing his stiffened fingers back into his gloves. Then he pressed Ashiwara's hand under Saiki's own elbow with a business-like gesture, pushing it close to Saiki's side to warm it up. "You're an idiot," he said. He sounded odd, and as though he was a minute away from laughing. Ashiwara shivered at the tingling warmth. He dipped his head for a moment until he could get his expression back under control. When he looked up again, Saiki was looking at him, startled. He let go of Ashiwara's hand with an awkward laugh and looked away. He rubbed his gloved hand over the back of his head as they started walking again. "I told you it was a crazy strategy," he said, not quite looking at Ashiwara. Ashiwara made a noncommittal noise. When Saiki looked at him, Ashiwara smiled bright and said,
"Well, you didn't try it. You'll never know."
Saiki's mouth quirked. He pushed one hand back into his pockets. "I also didn't give myself frostbite." They were nearing Ashiwara's apartment building now. Ashiwara tried to subtly slow his steps as they turned the last corner.
"It was worth it," he said lightly.
He could feel the tingle in his fingertips as they warmed up. The phantom pressure where Saiki had pressed against them. Saiki turned to look at him quickly. He'd come to a stop in front of the wrought iron railing on the stairs up to Ashiwara's apartment. The street was empty apart from them. Darkness had fallen properly now, but they stood in the glow of the light mounted above the stairs. And Saiki's hair was all silver highlights where it touched the side of his neck. Ashiwara was staring. He could feel himself getting flustered, but he couldn't drag his eyes away. Saiki opened his mouth, then swallowed and closed it again. Ashiwara said, finally managing to break eye contact.
"This is my apartment," he smiled,
a quick look up, then down at his coat sleeve.
"You probably remember from when you were following me about, so..."
He moved around Saiki and took a couple of steps up the stairs, walking backwards with his hand on the iron railing.
"Thank you for keeping me company, Saiki-kun."
Psyche shook his head and looked away and cupped his hand over the back of his neck.
Yeah, he said. No, it was... That's okay.
He looked back up and Ashiwara smiled again. Psyche stared for half a second, then jumped up 2 steps between them and pressed his mouth against Ashiwara's. Ashiwara sucked in a breath and Psyche stepped back. His eyes were wide and panicked. Psyche said, sorry, I didn't. Ashiwara put out a hand, tugging him back up until Psyche was close enough for Ashiwara to rest his forehead on Psyche's shoulder, his cheek pressed up against Psyche's neck. Don't apologize, he murmured. Psyche shuddered, his pulse racing against Ashiwara's jaw. Ashiwara turned his head a little, his hair scraping over Psyche's neck.
So that was okay,
Psyche said, letting out a breath. Ashiwara laughed, something in his chest coming uncoiled, warm and happy. He took another 2 backward steps up the stairs, tugging Psyche after him, until they were pressed back against the door, in the shadow of the lintel. He lifted his chin carefully, finding Psyche's mouth. Psyche's body was a warm contrast to the cold of the door at Ashiwara's back, his breath hot and uneven on Ashiwara's mouth. You have... Ashiwara said, the laugh still curling inside him. He pressed his smile against Psyche's mouth and away. You have no idea, Ashiwara said. He couldn't even kiss Psyche properly because he couldn't stop smiling. The end.